WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. As early as next year, the next time NASA has to move its mission control operations from Houston, they'll be coming to downtown Bryan.
It's unfortunate that the CIA...
That's Bill Flores. We'll get to him later.
NASA's Director of Mission Operations, Paul Hill, came to Bryan to sign agreements with a local startup company called Texas Space Technology Applications and Research, T-STAR for short.
As T-STAR builds out their facilities, they can, in fact, mimic the same facilities, same capabilities we have in mission control in Houston.
T-STAR Chief Technology Officer Jose Quintana says after October 1st, they hope to start integrating their systems with those at Johnson Space Center.
We already identified a few sites here in downtown. We're pretty happy about that.
NASA's had its backup in Huntsville, Alabama. The last time the space agency had to make a full move from Houston was during Hurricane Ike. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Streetside parking is a priority around two College Station elementary schools. That was part of a report given to the city council Thursday night as part of a study whether to add bike lanes around five campuses. Assistant City Engineer Troy Rother told City Councilman John Nichols the principal at Pebble Creek didn't want to give up streetside parking along Lakeway.
They're supportive of just bike lanes in general.
Oh, bike lanes in general and bike safety, yes.
Yeah,
but not in that space
exactly.
You were really studying.
Striping for bike lanes will be done and parking will remain. The council also, by consensus, agreed with the recommendation not to make any changes around Southwood Valley, but to continue monitoring activity. Rother says they'll also study student bicyclists at College Hills, Rock Prairie, and Oakwood. Highway 30 near Twin Oaks Landfill was shut down for nearly 2 hours Thursday afternoon after a City of College Station garbage truck rear-ended a two-ton pickup towing a trailer. A DPS trooper says the driver of the garbage truck failed to control his speed. The pickup and trailer were blocking part of the eastbound lane due to the trailer having a blown tire. The driver of the garbage truck was transported to College Station Medical Center with a possible broken right wrist. The driver of the pickup was not injured. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. There's a second member of the Bryan City Council who's critical of a petition drive asking voters to ban relatives and council members from serving on appointed boards. Chuck Condorla calls it a political witch hunt by a group of unsuccessful mayoral candidates.
It's an angry group of people that I really wish would look at the good things going on in Bryan as a result of the talented people that serve on our boards and committees, related or not. So one person out of 150 is related, and therefore we should change the city charter because of the appearance somehow that there's an issue. I think it's asinine.
Petition organizers are looking to get 2,000 signatures by July 1st. A Bryan man will serve at least 3 years in prison for swinging an axe at his wife and daughters, then setting fire to the front door of their home. 48-year-old Roy Acosta was arrested last April following a family disturbance in Bryan, a block north of Sue Haswell Park. Acosta pleaded guilty to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and an arson charge was dropped. Acosta was sentenced to 6 years because a weapon was used in the assault at least half of the time has to be served before becoming eligible for parole. Edward Snowden made his hour-long appearance at South by Southwest via live video stream from Russia on Tuesday. Then hours later on Capitol Hill, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein accused the CIA of illegally searching Senate computers. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's about time that some of the Democrats in the Senate pay attention to what federal executive branch agencies are doing regarding privacy.
It's unfortunate that the CIA or any other agency is trying to spy on Congress. I mean, that just seems... actually criminal and un-American.
Flores also mentioned pending legislation that would give Congress legal standing to sue executive branch officials to include the president. He says the bill could pass the Senate due to some Democrats questioning alleged abuses of executive powers. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 49 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Merry Maids. More news at 8:30 or anytime on WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leader in foundation repair for the last 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net for more information.
High pressure shifted off to our east, and that should start to draw some moisture up across the region. Some sun for this morning, but clouds will be increasing as the day goes on. Highs today 65 to 70. There could be an isolated shower. Tonight cloudy, the risk of a shower. Lows overnight 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow, a few breaks of sun are possible. Highs near 70. There's also the chance for a shower. Maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55. Turning partly sunny Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go, it's 810. So here is the question of the age now. Could you use the term selfie or YOLO or even tweeted in Scrabble?
Depends on who you're playing with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The board game is asking dedicated players to select the latest addition to the official Scrabble dictionary. Fans can submit words on the game's Facebook page. There's an anachronism there. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, they've got until March the 28th. In August, the company will announce words which will be allowed to be used in their game. Since the official Scrabble dictionary was last updated in 2005, it's completely devoid of any internet slang, tech-related terms, or other oversights. And as a radio professional that I am, and Jay Sokol being the communications professional he was, I said, gosh, here's something that needs to be updated and looked at. And lo and behold, who do you bring into our studio today?
Jennifer Prohaska, principal planner for College Station.
Because we could talk about updating the whole deal about what we are here, right? What's the term?
Comprehensive plan.
That's the one. Okay. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Okay. Scrabble player, are you?
I'm not.
Okay. Now, Jay, before we go to the interview with Jennifer, I don't know if you've heard the fascinating and exciting news that Big Brother's going to be holding auditions here.
Well, I did see a little mention about that, but you may have more details.
Well, here's my concern is, let's say that Rodney or somebody becomes part of Big Brother, and they'll say, you know, he's from College Station.
Okay.
I mean, this is going to be one of your representatives. This is the image of the city. I mean, you think about that. Is there anything that you think you could possibly do to make sure that that's handled properly?
Well, first of all, we would equip Rodney with properly branded clothing and, you know, things that might be on camera.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. That's the first thing we would do for Rodney.
Okay. Now, I don't know, and if there is, I guess you could get in touch with the producers and see if maybe you'd have access during the broadcast so that there might be, you know, an opportunity for you to talk about things that are going on in the city.
I mean, yeah, and we could shoot some B-roll of College Station that
exactly.
They could use on Big Brother, Rodney's hometown.
But Rodney's sitting there going, golly, I'm going to miss the softball tournament that's this weekend in College Station. That's what I'm telling you.
Chances are 100% strong that Rodney's not going to be from College Station.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
So where do you live, Rodney? Well, I actually live a few blocks just north of the George Bush Presidential Library.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
One of the many amenities in College Station, Texas.
See, I think you may have some branding opportunities there, so I want you to just be aware of that.
I am on it.
All right, there we go. All right, so Jennifer, we've got this thing called the Comprehensive Plan. The whole idea is basically that it does what?
It is a document that lies out the vision for the city. It was put together by the citizens of College Station, and it's supposed to be a guide for our future growth and development in the community, and it reflects the vision of the citizens of the city of College Station. It was adopted back in 2009, and so we're coming up here in May on the five-year anniversary of the plan. And because of that, and because it's a living document that should respond to changing conditions in the community and changing demographics, those types of things, we're working on what's called an evaluation and appraisal report, or a five-year checkup of the comprehensive plan, to see how we've done in the last 5 years implementing that, what's been successful, what's not been so successful.
Now, I don't know, do you go in, I guess staff has already, since you kind of live this document, you've already got some ideas that you know need to be tweaked in some way, shape, or form, but the purpose is that you need to get some citizen input as well.
Absolutely. We're trying to get as much input as possible from our residents, development community, city council, all of our boards and commissions, city staff, department heads, all those types of things. As much input as possible into what's been working and what's not.
So how does that happen?
Well, we've been conducting interviews with boards and commissions, council, department heads, but now we need to hold a public meeting to try to get that citizen input in there. So we're holding an open house meeting It's scheduled for March 24th. It's a Monday evening between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. Being an open house, it's kind of a come-and-go event, so people have the opportunity to come when's convenient for them, and we'll be there till 8:30. There will be no formal presentation, so they won't miss out on anything if they don't come. But it'll be an opportunity to walk around the room. There'll be stations set up for things such as traffic circulation, city services, neighborhoods, those types of things. So folks can learn a little bit about what's been done in the past 5 years and what the comprehensive plan says about those topics. But they can also give their input and feedback and thoughts into those items. And that's really what we're hosting the meeting for, is to see what people think is working and what is not working, and so what may need to be changed based on the feedback we get from.
So at each stop, there's a city person who's conversant on whatever that happens to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if they can't make it and they still want to, as individual citizens, have some sort of input, what do they do?
We have going online probably today a fillable form type thing that asks some specific questions of folks, that so they can go onto our website at cstx.gov/comp plan, and there'll be a form there, five questions or less essentially, but it'll give people the opportunity to let us know what's, again, going well, not so well, and then there's a list of items that, that folks can prioritize. What's important for them in the next 10 or so years, what they would like the city to focus on.
True. When was the first comprehensive plan put together? Have you got, I mean, just a ballpark, got any idea?
In the 80s, I believe. Okay. It was a larger area plan, district plan, but I believe the first was in the 80s.
Well, I'm kind of a geek about history. It would kind of be interesting to go back to that one and see what the concerns were of the citizens and then see how they were met. Obviously, you try to be in a crystal ball if you can as a planner, but you're going to miss sometimes, too. I just think pluses and minuses, it might be kind of cool to go back and look at that.
Absolutely. And it is a document that I've looked at some point, probably 5-10 years ago.
Right.
But there's always, with a growing community, College Station is a fast-growing community, you always have the same types of concerns, which are things like traffic circulation, where new neighborhoods are going, those types of things.
So let me ask you, and obviously we're not going to hold you to this. Well, yes, we will. We're going to make you come back in 10 years and tell us whether you're right or wrong. But we're talking off the air about this big development that it looks like they're going to put in out where the Speedway is. So where in 10 years will the center of College Station be? What's your thought about that?
Well, you know, it may not be as difficult to think about as you would think, because a lot of our growth and development and future growth and development is going to occur within the CSISD school district, and that gets you down just towards Navasota River or so, just below the Peach Creek area. So I don't know, center of the city could be just north of Pebble Creek-ish area.
Wow! So like Rock Prairie.
Yeah.
Something like that could be the center of the city. Well, it'll be interesting. It's kind of fun planning. I know there's some days where it's really fun and some days when it's really not, right? But thanks for being with us. Oh, tell me again when it's going to be.
It is Monday, March 24th, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and it's at the A&M Consolidated Middle School on Hollick.
Okay, and again, if you want to do it online or you can't be there, how would you do that?
cstx.gov/comp plan, and there will be a fillable form to answer some of those same questions.
Okay, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
We do have a neighborhood fishing clinic. I know those three words don't go together.
They really don't, no.
Neighborhood fishing clinic tomorrow, 9 to 2, at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park Pond. It is recently stocked with a lot of confused trout and catfish.
We used to call that the trout out, as I recall, right?
I think that may be right.
Yeah, I think that's what
that
it
could
was.
Be right. So it's a chance for you to teach the kiddos how to tie lures and ID some fish.
There's female trout looking at the male trout going, how did you get us here? Why didn't you stop and ask directions? Now we're in this giant cement pond.
Yeah.
Right? And it's your fault.
I think it's a lot like that. So you can bring your own rod and reel and tackle and so forth, or they'll have it for you. It's sponsored by our Parks and Recreation Department and Texas Parks and Wildlife. And by the way, if you see a couple of hundred folks wandering around in baseball gear this weekend, Parks and Recreation hosting another tournament. So welcome those folks to town. Tell them you're glad they're here. And you know what? We will rinse and repeat and do it again next week.
All right. There you go. It's Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. Visit with those folks on Friday, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
No inflation in the pipeline. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Inflation was a no-show at the wholesale level last month. The Labor Department reports the producer price index was down 0.1% in February. Help may be on the way for millions of long-term unemployed workers. A bipartisan agreement is taking shape in the Senate to restore the emergency jobless benefits that lapsed at the end of December. Lawmakers say they are optimistic the measure to extend the benefits will pass this time around. AT&T received Federal Communications Commission approval for its planned acquisition of Leap Wireless. The $1 billion deal will give AT&T more than 4.5 million new customers, more spectrum, and additional coverage. AT&T has promised to sell off some spectrum, upgrade the Leap network, and leave some of Leap's rate plans in place. There are more millionaires among us. Spectrum Group says there are now 9.6 million millionaire households in the United States. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
I'm standing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-259-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-259-MYTV. Sign up for packages as low as $19.99. 1-855-259-MYTV. 1-855-259.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Mary Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Mary Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Mary Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
Let's hit the road.
Let's go.
It's that time of the year again. Time to get out of the house and hit the road with a brand new camper from RV Station in Bryan. Spring markdowns are incredible. How big is this sale?
It is magnormous.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It's the best prices of the year on the best brands in the country.
Brands like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. You know, the good stuff. The brands are incredible. The prices are incredible. And right now at RV Station in Bryan, the selection is better than ever. Get out of the house and get a brand new 2014 Canyon Cat, just $99.95. How about a Jayco J-Flight Swift 264BH, just $139 a month?
$139 a month. Let's go!
As always, you get the best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA, online, rvstationonline.com. Canyon Cat stock number 2394, Jayco stock number 2691, sale price $15,750, 10% down, 5.99 APR, 144 months WAC.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG offers everything you need to do game day right. TVs that offer lifelike picture quality, brilliant colors, and exceptional clarity. And appliances turn chore time into your time. Rely on the LG Appliance Team, LG Turbo Wash, and Door-in-Door Refrigerator to help you get things done so you have time to enjoy life's good moments. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
They run the baseline. They inbound the ball here to Clarkson. Here is a steal. And a layup. Good steal by McDonald. Got in, gave it to Caruso. Caruso got a layup and just tied the ball game at 77.
And that then would send the game to a second overtime. We were tied at the end of regulation, 77 all at the end of the first overtime, but then running up short as we went to the third of the second overtime, with Missouri winning it by a final score of 91-83. Missouri over Texas A&M in the SEC basketball tournament at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. What a game for Alex Caruso. He has a career-high 28 points. He had 8 rebounds. He had 7 assists. He ended up with 3 steals. He was 7 of 9 at the free throw line. He was 5 of 9 at the 3 and finished up 8 of 14 from the floor. Also getting in the double figures, Antoine Space had 12 and 20 points for Jamal Jones and 10 for Fabian Harris. But the Aggies would fall short in 2 overtimes to Missouri. Final score of 91-83. Now for A&M, the possibility of postseason play. Just have to wait and see if that invitation comes A&M's way. A slim chance at the NIT and also an opportunity perhaps in the CBI. So again, in double overtime, the Aggies go down to Missouri in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. 91-83 was the final. I'm Dave South, and that's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves a 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
Now, this is rather incredible. Now, losing weight is easier than you ever thought it could be. The Activate Company has a new product that can help you lose weight now, and all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. You heard me right. Through a very unique combination of all natural vitamins, minerals, and a proprietary blend of extracts, including that very special ingredient you've heard about from Dr. Oz, the raspberry ketones, the spray is immediately absorbed and starts to do several things. It increases your metabolism, decreases appetite, promotes heart and cardiovascular health, and much more. And all you do is simply spray it in your mouth. No caffeine, no sugar, no stimulants. Safe and effective. You've always wanted a quick and easy way to lose weight, and now a company that you have come to know and trust for years is making that possible. Go to MyActivate.com for more information, or you can call them toll-free 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411.
Hollywood Babylon. I know you've heard the term, and you probably think that it's referring to the lifestyle of the entertaining folks that live and work in that West Coast city. But believe it or not, that's not where the term comes from. Oh, not that their antics and their love lives don't deserve the term. I think we all know they do. But it's still not where the term Hollywood Babylon comes from. You've got to go to the library and actually see a picture of what I'm about to describe to have any idea of what it was really like. It was back in 1915. The man who was called the God of Hollywood by everyone from the extras on the set to the press, famed director D.W. Griffith, was making a movie called Belshazzar's Feast. Now, for his movie, he built a monstrous set on a dusty one-lane road. A mountain of hanging gardens, chariot race ramparts, sky-high columns of fake granite and marble, not to mention the elephants. Griffith wanted white elephants for the set. He wanted 20 of them, each 40 feet high, perched on mega mushroom pedestals and lording over the colossal court of Belshazzar. And what Griffith wanted, he usually got. So the massive set was completed and shooting started. The movie was a success, and it thrilled audiences all over America, most of whom had no idea of what a Mesopotamian court would have looked like. But now there was a problem. The shooting was done and the set abandoned. And there it stood on that dusty one-lane road for years. The problem was the dusty road was becoming popular. Someone named it Sunset Strip because you could see the sunset so well at the end of the day. Now, businesses were moving in, people were building houses, and that massive, now decaying set was still there. Nobody could afford the cost to tear it down, and there it sat, stranded like some gargantuan dream. Since nobody wanted the set, they decided to sell it off in pieces. Now, the most prominent thing on the set were those huge 40-foot-high elephants. So guess what they billed it as? Sure enough, it's a little-known fact that the world's first white elephant sale was called that because they were selling white elephants 40 feet high and the set that went with them. And today, nearly 100 years later, how do you get rid of something that's in the way? Bring or sell a white elephant. And now you know how it got started to begin with.
Cultural robot preferences. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Different cultures have different attitudes towards robots. This according to Indiana University computer scientist Selma Sabanovich and PhD student Hee-Rin Lee. They surveyed American, Korean, and Turkish people on a wide range of robot issues, including both design and function.
And so in Korea, we found that people really would like to have robots in everyday contexts, in things like their home, in hotels, in schools, whereas in the U.S., people prefer to have robots in factories or dangerous locations.
Korean respondents also liked robots with lifelike features, while Americans either preferred them to look like machines or didn't care. Turkish responses generally fell in between that of Koreans and Americans. The researchers say that the attitudes seem to be extensions of the culture's social norms. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Downtown Bryan will become the home of backup operations for the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
It took about a year for a local startup business, T-Star, to reach an agreement.
This one is definitely a little bit different, where we are, no kidding, sharing technologies and looking to share back the other way as they build out both the technical capability and some of the educational capabilities.
NASA's Director of Mission Operations, Paul Hill, says this will replace their backup in Huntsville, Alabama, when they have to evacuate Houston for hurricanes and other emergencies.
We can come right up the road to Bryan College Station area and have our rocket scientists housed here when that facility is ready to operate our spacecraft for us.
T-STAR stands for Texas Space Technology Applications and Research. Chief Technology Officer Jose Quintana says they're still scouting locations.
We prefer to be here in downtown because, as you know, there's great access to fiber, to high-speed broadband access to the Internet, but also there are other benefits that we want to leverage.
T-STAR's president recently retired from the space agency. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A garbage truck from the city of College Station is out of commission following a crash Thursday afternoon on Highway 30 near Twin Oaks Landfill. A DPS trooper says the driver failed to control his speed as the garbage truck rear-ended a trailer being towed by a 2-ton pickup. The trooper reported the pickup and trailer blocked part of the eastbound lane after the trailer blew a tire. Both drivers were wearing seat belts. The driver of the garbage truck was taken to College Station Medical Center with a possible broken right wrist. The driver of the pickup was not hurt. The city of College Station has finished studying student bicyclist activity at 2 of 5 schools where there are no bike lanes. The city council concurred with staff recommendations during Thursday night's meeting. Assistant City Engineer Troy Rother wants to continue monitoring bicyclists around Southwood Valley.
During the afternoons, there's parents actually queued up along this portion of Deacon waiting to get in to pick up their kids, or in some instances the kids leave the school and meet their parents out of the car. And again, for special events, this would impact their availability of on-street parking.
At Pebble Creek, the council agreed to allow bike lane markings along Lakeway and continue to allow street-side parking. Still to be studied are student bicyclists going to and from Oakwood, College Hills, and Rock Prairie. There's another opponent to a petition drive calling on Bryan voters to decide whether to ban relatives of council members to serve on appointed boards and commissions. Councilman Chuck Conderless says it's insulting for those who serve on the committees.
It says, well, you don't have the integrity to do your job well because you may be related to someone. And the bigger issue it causes is the way that this charter amendment is written, it means that people that are related to me, and I mean that's like every third person in Bryan, can't serve on anything. They can't serve on a board or on a committee. I mean, are you going to tell me that you don't want my brother, Father David, praying for people if the city's doing something?
Bryan's Planning and Zoning Commission includes the brother of Mayor Jason Byinski and a son of recently retired Councilman Paul Madison. A family disturbance last year has landed a Bryan man in prison. 48-year-old Roy Acosta entered a plea agreement where he admitted to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Acosta will serve at least half of a 6-year sentence before becoming eligible for parole because a weapon was involved. An arson charge was dismissed. Acosta was arrested last April after swinging an axe at 3 members of his family and setting fire to the front door of his home a block north of Sue Haswell Park. The wife and one of his daughters were able to take away the axe before anyone was hurt. A TV tray was split in half. Fire damage was limited to the door. It will be up to a grand jury to decide if a father from Spring will face criminal charges after finding a 17-year-old boy in his 16-year-old daughter's bedroom and killing him. Authorities say the homeowner heard noises in the bedroom at 2:30 in the morning Thursday. The father found the boy after an altercation and shot him. Girl Scouts in Katy selling cookies outside a grocery store are credited with nabbing 2 shoplifting suspects. Authorities say the pair had $2,000 of merchandise, including wine, groceries, and small appliances. Just over a month out from tax day, workers filing returns may find themselves wishing for a simpler process. A comprehensive tax reform bill offered last week by Michigan Congressman Dave Camp was met with silence from his Republican colleagues. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the lack of support came in 2 flavors. Flores agrees with some who say the bill lacked input from the Ways and Means Committee, but he disagrees with those whom he feels are playing it safe.
The second reason that I don't agree with, some members of our party don't want to tackle tax reform this year because it's an election year. And they're concerned that the other party will attack us because of different parts of tax reform.
Flores says tax reform is the right thing to do, and an election year is the ideal time to stand for a fairer, flatter, more economically impactful tax system. Those are Flores' words. WTAW News time is 8:36. It's 51 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Early job seekers tried to find clever ways to send their resumes to employers, such as carrier pigeons.
Incoming!
Singing telegrams.
Jason has an MBA.
Today, all the modern job seeker needs is AggielandHelpWanted.com. You can upload your resume for free. So, instead of being clever...
And our next dedication goes out to that very special hospital administrator looking for an IT director.
You can just be smart. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Get great products and great information from the Pool Store. The Pool Store offers free computerized water analysis, free in-store labor on items like pool cleaners, even free delivery to your home. The Pool Store staff will help you maintain your swimming pool, advise you when there's a problem, and help you get the right item at the right price. The Pool Store is local, Aggie-owned, and will always meet or beat any competitor's price in town. And the Tower Point Shopping Center, corner of Highway 6 and William D. Fitch. Pool Store, open 7 days a week. The Pool Store, by the pool guy.
The streets of San Antonio can be rough. At 15, my life was uncertain. My dad died when I was 8. My mom couldn't care for us.
Then the CASA volunteer came into my life. He was my mentor. He was my friend. He had my back. In court, he spoke up for me. He changed my life.
Speak up for abused and neglected children by becoming a court-appointed special advocate.
Learn more. Visit becomeacasa.org. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
It's 8:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Call today. Ask about their checkup program. That's a twice-a-year checkup to keep your family comfortable all year long. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling at 690-2278.
Any sunshine this morning will eventually give way to cloudiness. There could be a shower later tonight. Any showers that do develop will be rather isolated. Highs 65 to 70. Clouds tonight, chance for a shower, overnight lows 55 to 60. Weekend will start with clouds and a few intervals of sunshine. There could be a shower tomorrow. Highs, they're going to be right around 70 degrees. Chance of a shower for tomorrow night, 55. Partly sunny, 65 to 70 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Once again, news that you can use that is so important we need to repeat it, and that is that Consumer Reports did do research on the best toilet paper, okay? Understand that, I mean, this is when you use an average of 46 sheets of toilet paper a day, Kevin, it's 46, not 100. I'm just saying.
I try to be fun, and now you're busting my chops.
I don't know that I'll be able to look the checkout person in the eye as I'm checking out with 3-ply. That's just...
You know, that's...
It takes a lot to get to 2-ply.
I eat a lot of bran. Leave me alone.
Yeah, 3-ply, I don't know.
I so implicitly trust Consumer Reports that I'm actually going to go buy some the next time I need
it. All right. Now, what I would like to know is the third sheet in between, is it sandwiched between two embossed sheets? Or are all three of them embossed? Because after all...
Infused with lanolin.
Exactly. Well, they do. They got the Kleenex, you know, that have aloe in it or something. I'm going, really? Come on. Like, I'm going to hold it on my nose and rub it back and forth for an hour.
Well, I don't know. Now we're on to Kleenex, but the ones infused with Vicks, I sit there and huff those. Just, just smells so good.
I wish they had it for that for the mimeograph paper. That'd be cool.
Oh, yes, sir.
I do know about those.
Yeah. Now, anyhow, so let's get back to the facts here and quit going astray.
Sorry.
That's all right. At 25 cents per 100 sheets, White Cloud 3-Ply Ultra, sold at Walmart, was named as the Consumer Reports Best Buy, again getting excellent marks for strength, softness, and degeneration and tearing ease, which is, of course, all you could ask for toilet paper. I could ask a lot less, but that's what they ask. And then as far as tearing ease for Charmin Ultra Strong, it was excellent. It did not score as high in the other three attributes, and it cost 41 cents. Per 100 sheets, so considerably more expensive. We once again wanted to repeat that for you as a public service so that you can go forth today. Because after all, that could cause some spit in the coffee, couldn't it, as you're standing in the break room?
I don't want disintegration talked about ever when I'm talking about toilet paper.
Well, it's true. Just it's not good, so we'll see. So it seems the Idaho Steelheads of the East Coast Hockey League have been committing beer fraud at home in CenturyLink Arena in Boise. The crime? A small beer, $4, the exact same amount of liquid as the large beer, $7. The large cup is taller but thinner.
Interesting.
A couple is suing the team. The suit alleges the arena of using unconscionable methods.
Unconscionable?
Yes, and is seeking punitive damages of more than $10,000 in actual damages as well. The Steelheads are saying they didn't know. Yeah, I don't know about plausible deniability when it comes to the container size of your beer. I'd like to know how long that's been going on. Of course, you know, you think about it. First of all, it's beer. Yes. And it's hockey fans, so that's two people who aren't going to have very much kind of, I don't know, shall we say, that they care? They're probably not. Just give me the beer.
I went to a professional basketball game a few weeks ago, and I got the collector's cup, because I'm not going to go again.
I understand.
And it was only just about 2 ounces more, but it was $4 more.
Wow. Something you like got that. The collector's cup.
Yeah, I got the collector's cup, and I realized what I was doing. But then when I looked at it, I was like, that's no value. So it's the same amount. That's a little too much.
That's just not kosher. Not kosher.
That's a good word.
Now get this. The United States Mint is going to begin selling special curved coins. Have you heard about this?
Curved?
What?
To honor the National Baseball Hall of Fame. With a design representing an inverse image of a ball and a mitt. See, like one side, the concave side, is going to be the mitt, and the convex side is going to be the ball. $5, $1, and $0.50 coins plated in gold, silver, and alloy, and in production at the San Francisco Mint will be sold online starting March the 27th. 50,000 $5 gold coins, 400,000 $1 coins and silver coins, and 750,000 half-dollar alloy coins.
Not for Trader Commerce.
No.
Well, they can make them any shape they want.
Yeah, it's like the Franklin. Remember, there was it the Franklin Mint? Uh-huh. They used to do that. And, you know,
now you can have, you know, a coin representing Dawn, Tony Orlando and Dawn or whatever, you know.
Limit 20 per customer.
Well, yeah, a limited number of strikings. Yeah, okay, there'll be 4 million strikings, but it is
oh
a limited number.
Oh, my gosh.
What, you don't have a Tony Orlando and Dawn coin like I do?
Oh,
collect the entire set. Yeah, anyway.
This, it's yellow, not gold.
That's right. They'll be the first curved coins, again.
Plays hell with Coke machines, yeah, though.
Concave on the head side and then convex on the reverse. And will be minted by the U.S. Mint. These are all firsts. The image, the baseball glove with the words Liberty and In God We Trust 2014 across the palm is featuring the face of the coins, which commemorate the Baseball Hall of Fame's 75th anniversary year in 2014.
So not Rawlings?
No. Baseball is depicted on the tail side with the words United States of America, and the coin's value is inscribed upon that. the tail also includes the Latin words, out of many, one, of course. Now, that's a good thing because that's a sport where you don't flip a coin, because that could be kind of weird looking, couldn't it?
Yes.
All right, that's our sports segment right there for you. No, it's not completely our sports segment, but since we did talk about Brent Musburger following us over to the SEC, nobody asked him to come over here. We don't need him. I'm just saying. A patron at a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale reached into his pocket to give the parking valet his ticket, managed to pull the trigger on his gub, which he was carrying legally. The one shot, though, ricocheted so much that it hit six people.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, only one needed hospital treatment. The accidental shooter was not named, but revealed to be an off-duty corrections officer.
Kennedy magic bullet over at this restaurant.
Something,
in Florida.
Man, I'm telling you, bounces off and hits six folks. That's a busy bullet, I guess.
John Deere 1 family subcompact utility tractors are small but mighty powerful. And now at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than ever. Bring home a 1025 R subcompact utility tractor for $12,449 and 0% financing for 60 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends April 30, 2014, subject to approval, installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
We're getting on to a nice time to be outside. A nice place to be outside is Peach Creek Vineyards, south of College Station. It's the Peach Creek Vineyard and Winery. Now, they're open Saturdays from noon until 6 and Sundays from 1 until 5 and other times on request, but a great opportunity for you to enjoy samplings and tastings by the wine by the glass or by the bottle. You can bring your own snacks, or if you want to, you can purchase cheese and cracker trays that they have there and s'mores trays. Basically, just sit out by the water. They have a kind of covered pavilion if you want to be under there or just kind of enjoy the nice breezes. They have three new wines as well that are coming out soon. It's Regal Red, more coming soon. These are the three new ones. Regal Red, which is a Texas Malbec. Valente, which is a semi-sweet Lenore, and then Tesoro Rojo, which is a dry Lenore that has been oaked. And the Lenore grapes are grown right there at the Peach Creek Vineyards, right in College Station. Also, they've got something new. It's a Frappe Vino machine. It makes a wine slush, basically. The slush mix itself is neutral, but it'll take on the flavor of the wine that you add, so it's perfect for a nice, cool refreshment on a warm day. And don't forget that Peach Creek Vineyards is one of the Texas Bluebonnet Wine Trail wineries. The next wine trail is the last weekend in March and the first two weekends in April. Each winery participates. You receive two wine tastings and an appetizer portion food pairing to go along with it. And you can buy the tickets at TexasBluebonnetWineTrail.com, or you can find the link at Peach Creek Vineyards Facebook to be able to do that. Follow them on Facebook at Peach Creek Vineyards, and also it's PeachCreekVineyards.com. Go see them. It'll be nice weather this weekend. Okay, we've talked about this 3D printing thing everywhere from making new hip joints and knee joints to making Oreo cookies this week at South by Southwest. Now, this story, after a 2012 motorcycle accident in Wales, Stephen Power has undergone countless reconstructive surgeries to repair his body. In one of the most recent operations, surgeons were able to create custom skull implants using a 3D printer.
Wow.
That kind of stuff just blows me away that they are able to do that, that technology is there. Now, what they did, through the complex scanning of the unaffected side of his face, surgeons produced this 3D model of the skull with that information, the team used multi-grade plate, medical-grade plates, and a special bone saw to basically place that in into a three-dimensional implant, if you will. Surgical team completed the successful reconstruction in an eight-hour operation that restored his face and obviously his confidence to go along with that. Operation is now featured in an exhibit which is called 3D Printing, The Future of Science at a museum in London. I mean, you talk about that's comparing that to the 3D Oreo cookie at South by Southwest.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty serious stuff that's going on.
It's not a great one, but you can get a few 3D printers. There's a handful of 3D printers that you can get for under $300, which is cheaper than some color 2D,
really?
2D printers.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, something to look forward to, I think.
Now, you may have considered getting a Sleep Number bed in the past. After all, we've been talking about it for a while now. And you've just thought to yourself, gosh, you know, it's too expensive. I can't do this. Well, can you afford really to not get a great night's sleep? Can you afford another restless night? Well, the gang at Sleep Number have an all-new deal, the all-new Sleep Number P5. Featuring the latest innovations and at a comfortable price, I might add. I love mine. Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my Sleep Number is 65, which is great. If you don't like it, you can change yours. If your spouse doesn't like it, you can change theirs if you'd like, because it's got the exclusive dual air technology. It makes it perfect for couples. You can adjust either side of the bed to your ideal level of firmness. It's your Sleep Number setting. Like I said, mine's 65. It contours your neck, shoulders, back, hips, puts you in great spinal alignment, and it's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Find your Sleep Number store. It's on Texas Avenue, kind of right across from Specs and Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue. Drift in, get your own Sleep Number, and enjoy a great night's sleep for a lot less money now.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.
Thank you. Long name, amazing results.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 8 minutes till. So, Zeb Polsterwhite of Washington State always wanted to build a tree house for his sons, and he got the chance to do that last summer after moving into a home with a big tree in the front yard. 2 months later, receives his first notice from the city that he has to tear it down. Authorities say the tree house overhangs the sidewalk and thus threatens public safety. But Zeb disagrees. City officials say that he can keep it if he takes out a $1 million insurance policy.
Holy cash!
Yeah. City is prepared to seek a court order to remove the treehouse and send him the bill. He thinks the city is harassing him. That would almost be harassment, it would seem like.
$1 million?
I mean, I hear where they're coming from. I guess I understand that, but... And again, I haven't seen a picture of it, so I don't know what we're really up against. Yeah. But still, it's sounds like the city's got nothing to do. Somebody driving along, going, "Oh wait, let's see what we can do about that." In Flint, Michigan, a vehicle was reported stolen at a hospital. Security guard got a description of the vehicle, gave it to police. The vehicle spotted just down the street at a gas station where a man apparently was putting gas in the vehicle. He apparently had only enough gas to get him down there. Stole the car, stopped to get gas. Cops find him while he's tanking it up. Wonder if he got to keep the money or if they made him leave the gas in there. What's the guy's name who died in the car wreck? Paul Walker, mm-hmm. Is that his name?
That is.
Okay, so a guy who witnessed the car crash, you hear about this, is selling things that he looted from the scene.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Classy.
A soiled pair, I don't know what that means, of Maui Jim sunglasses that Walker was wearing when he died. The listing is on a website called Bid-A-Me. Tells the tale of how the seller walked up to the scene in disbelief and grief, and then he started grabbing stuff. Now, what's interesting is that two others have been charged with felony grand theft after trying to steal parts of the wrecked Porsche. And the tow truck that removed it from the scene.
Because it was still a crime scene.
Now, what kind of people are these? I mean, that they would do that? What kind of people are these?
Well, they're a few thousand miles away, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, current bid on the sunglasses is $1,572.
Could the family not go after them for? Because I mean, it's his.
Yeah. Well,
One would think, you know, if he was willed his last belongings too.
Yeah. Don't know. Can't say. Pretty odd stuff.
Very macabre.
Yep. Thomas Lennon, if you know him from Reno 911, he's done some other stuff too. He will get the role of Felix opposite Matthew Perry's, who is Oscar, when they do Odd Couple.
I bet you that's interesting.
They're going to redo it. The sitcom follows two mismatched roommates, of course, the messy Oscar Madison and Felix Unger. The Odd Couple began as a Broadway playback in 1965 with Art Carney and Walter Matthau. I didn't know Art Carney was in that.
I didn't either.
And the TV one that, of course, we knew was Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. So there you are. That's the new one. And Chumlee is not dead.
No.
Chumlee is not dead. There were people who thought he was, but no. It was just one of those things out there. Now, he lost a lot of weight. I don't know if he did the thing where they tie your belly up or what.
No, he said he worked out six times a week.
Okay. Well, lost 100 pounds, which is not bad. But anyway, he's fine. You go to the website right now, the same people who did it are saying that Betty White's dead. That's obviously not true either, so... Chumlee's fine. It's 5 minutes still.
Imagine this. Surgery that results in a single scar hidden in the belly button. Less pain and, for many patients, less time away from family, friends, and life. It's real with single incision robot-assisted surgery, and it's available close by at College Station Medical Center. Their surgeons are trained in a variety of robot-assisted procedures, and they're ready to help you experience the benefits of this breakthrough technology. Learn more at csmedcenter.com/robotic surgery.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
I would like to publicly thank Suddenlink for helping me out with my kiddo over spring break. Now, albeit she didn't get to see Frozen, because that's not released on video on demand just yet. It's coming up in a couple days. They did offer a lot of things we could do in the downtime between running around and doing crazy stuff that dads do with daughters on spring break. Like, you can get a ton of stuff, and you can take it with you. They've got free access to Suddenlink to go. That means you can take it anywhere you want to. Suddenlink Total Home, ready to connect your entire family and home like never before, because you get TiVo any room with that. The TiVo Stream, HD, that's free, Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, and Suddenlink safeguards, plus a ton more. There's a VIP perks program when you bundle all three services together, and you don't have to get locked into that satellite contract. Up to $250 back when you switch and save with Suddenlink. Check out Suddenlink On Demand on Suddenlink Channel 1. For instance, Frozen's coming out on the 18th, as well as American Hustle and Saving Mr. Banks. Two of those I want to see. To find out more about Suddenlink's 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee, just call 1-800-915-1866 or go to suddenlink.com.
About 3 minutes till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, South by Southwest continuing the most wearable tech features at South by Southwest. The bracelet that knows who you are. A finalist at the festival would be
In case you're so drunk you don't?
Yes, Bionim's Nimi. That bracelet makes a PIN number out of your unique heartbeat. Syncs up to your smartphone and your computer. As long as you're wearing the bracelet, you won't have to enter any passwords.
Ooh.
The motorcycle helmet that knows who you are, Scully, won the Wearable Tech Award at South by Southwest. It incorporates augmented reality tools like a rear-view camera, GPS, and music into a voice-controlled motorcycle helmet.
I like that.
Yep. The purse that charges your cell phone. The 314 purse, a finalist there. It's a purse that used MIT-fueled cell technology to charge a cell phone 15 times.
Better your cell phone than your credit card.
That's true. Yes. The jacket that charges your phone. Wearable solar company. Built-in solar panels on the fins. I don't know if that'll work. The suit with Wi-Fi. The prototype of the BB suit doubles as a Wi-Fi hotspot for smartphones in your vicinity. The quilted jumpsuit knit with copper threads also connects the internet. Now, but see, cleaning that is going to be a problem,
yeah.
All right? I mean, from a real everyday standpoint, I don't know that that works. The Wear Anywhere Activity Tracker shines sleek and disc-shaped half-dollar-sized activity tracker. Now, what did I read? There's some trackers, the first generation of trackers, some people had some skin problems with them, right? That some contact dermatitis. So I don't know how this one will work. And they sent for, and that's it. And then kind of on a fashion note, which I think is pretty cool, a San Francisco-based fashion brand has swapped out models for female PhD candidates to pose in their new spring lines. I think that's pretty cool. Called Beta Brand, that's the label. They're using real women. 15 fantastic new women's items modeled by ravishing rosters of PhD and doctoral candidates. So there's Sasha, who's a nuclear engineer PhD candidate. And another one is Katrina, who is a sociology PhD candidate.